seems like every year we begin the State of the University Address with comments about the fiscal realities. And I know that every family across America and around the world, our communities, our state government, our national leaders are all concerned about their own fiscal realities. Michigan State is in a position where we must not only deal with fiscal realities, but we must plan not simply for today, but for tomorrow. And that's what we've been doing under the guise of shaping the future. Now, people have sort of seen that a bit as a budget cutting exercise, but it's really much, much more in the kind of repositioning of the university for the 21st century around our core values. When I think about our budget realities, we know that the economy of Michigan, the economy of the country, is not growing as rapidly as we would like. So we see a long-term period where growth in our budgets, particularly from our state sources, are simply not going to be a reality. We know that Governor Snyder and his team are facing very, very difficult decisions. We also know that the structural deficit for Michigan is real. But we remain very optimistic that higher education and research universities in particular are going to be on the top of his agenda as a way of assuring a positive and dynamic future for Michigan. We know that the state of Michigan has received money that was really one-time money under ARRA and the federal stimulus package. Michigan State University has not put any recurring commitments on that non-recurring money. We've used it for financial aid, we've used it for purposes that are one time, so that our budget is sound and structurally balanced. I was part of a generation, as many of you were, where there was an enormous commitment to education and state support for education for public institutions. If you think about the state support in Michigan, it's declined dramatically over a 10-year period and increases to public higher education. From 1960 to 2000, we declined as a proportion of our revenue by about 25%. But from 2000 to now, this last 10-year period, we've declined by another 23% as a portion of our revenue in state appropriation. So to put that in context, 40 years to decline 25%, and 10 years to decline 23%. That's another stark realization of the way in which Michigan has disinvested in public higher education. You add to that that the state of Michigan this year, for the first time, does not have an aggressive financial aid program at the state for public university students. It means that the pressure on the university is greater, not only to find efficiencies, but to build quality, so that we're the institution that's leading the world in all kinds of values, all kinds of programs for the 21st century. We've had terrific support from our faculty and staff in looking at health care and reducing health care costs. We've also had terrific support of our faculty and staff in taking a 0% salary increase for 1 year, recognizing that by every one of us contributing in that way, we could keep jobs and ensure the quality of education for Michigan State University. Beyond that, there have just been a myriad of changes as Provost Wilcox has looked with the deans at academic programs, as Vice President Post and his team have looked at every aspect of our operations. We pride ourselves on having transparency in data. You can go to our website and look at all the information about our costs and relative costs compared to our peer institutions. We want to be the lowest in operation costs and the highest in quality. We're a $1.8 billion budget. About $500 million of that comes from sponsored programs. That is critical to our success. And growing those dollars is also critical for the economic success of Michigan. They create jobs. They also have a number of spin-off opportunities that are critical to this culture of innovation and entrepreneurship that has to occur in Michigan for its future. We're really pleased that over the last decade, we've more than doubled the amount of sponsored program dollars coming to Michigan State University. Last year alone, the funding for research within our sponsored dollars increased by 19%. And federally funded research was up by almost 24%. We believe strongly that the work that's been done across the campus under Shaping the Future will permit us to continue to grow quality under these difficult economic circumstances. We also know that in the work we're doing, particularly some of the programmatic and curricular changes that are underway, that we're increasing the value of an MSU diploma. For 80% Michigan kids as an undergraduate, we know that the students and their families are under enormous financial pressure. So we've raised financial aid significantly in this period of time to try to assure access. And we need to continue to do that because we have to be able to meet our land grant responsibility that students from across socioeconomic class are able to come to Michigan State University and have this be the avenues to a successful life. A successful life as that citizen scholar now in a global world that John Hannah always talked about. So financial aid has been increased. And folks across the campus, students, faculty, staff, have used their ingenuity, their creative talents, to think about ways that we can innovate processes, procedures, activities, in order that we can get better value at a lower cost. And there are many, many examples that we can point to across the university. When visitors come to campus, they've seen the campus over this last year and said, gee, does that look really great? But nobody says that people are doing that with 10 to 15% less money. But it's the capacity of our people to get beyond, gee whiz, this is awful, to gee whiz, we're not going to let these awful circumstances define who we are or our aspirations. It really is the heart of the way we've planned the budget at Michigan State. It goes without saying that the student experience begins in the very traditional settings of the classrooms and the laboratories. But for a world-class education, an education envisioned really by the Land Grant Act, 150 years ago, it really requires more than that. And Michigan State has been a leader over very many years in the way in which we utilize the experiences outside the classroom to reinforce the highest standards of learning and making sure our students are competitive with those graduates of the world's most elite institutions. Michigan State has the great advantage of having 90% of its freshmen live living in the residence halls. This is an extraordinary way to begin an introduction to college life from a social perspective as well as an academic perspective. This year we began an experiment in Hubbard Hall called the Neighborhood Initiative. It's a way of integrating academic support, social support, with the living learning experiences so that students have the best support at their fingertips in the residence halls. A key part of that is the math support center that's doing a lot of work to assure that our students are succeeding at the highest level in mathematics. There's also a strong emphasis on the Writing Center to assure that our students as freshmen move beyond the kind of language that's a part of technology and text and Facebook and into a more formal writing style appropriate for their academic pursuits. So when this concept is fully implemented, every student who lives in the residence halls will have the opportunity to be part of the neighborhood, a neighborhood that they help define. And then when they choose to leave the residence halls and live in a different part of East Lansing in a different environment, they're still a part of that neighborhood. And come back for food, for fellowship, and for support, in addition to having access to the full resources of the university. We have a variety of programs that are at the hall level, where students have floors and activities focusing on business as well as science and language floors, a whole range of things that really encourage the student to interact differently in their living experience. As we thought about our academic programs and how we needed to use the residential experience differently, it's clear that the United States is not going to be producing the most engineers in the world. We simply have to produce the best engineers in the world. So we have a new program called Spartan Engineering, which really engages engineering students from their freshman year in interesting design activities. Not only to learn about what it takes to be an engineer, but how engineers need to have an element of creativity, imagination that goes with all these technical skills in order to make a real difference. The program is in Wilson Hall, and the students are there doing a variety of design projects, including how to make a race car out of vegetables. It may seem trivial, but moving on to very important projects that they can think about ideas that would be the basis for a new company. Mission State University over the years has been known as a leader in connecting its very large residential system with living learning. Not simply in formal programs, but to think about the space and the work that students do in that space as an extension of their learning environment. An important metric for the success of universities is the 6-year graduation rate. For Michigan State, that's risen from 64% to 75% over the last 10 years. To put the 75% into context, not simply as an increase, but nationally there's something called the predicted graduation rate. That takes into account the entry characteristics of the student as well as their economic circumstances. For Michigan State, currently the predicted graduation rate is 62%. So we are graduating students at a much higher rate than you would predict based on our incoming students. We're really proud that Michigan State continues to lead the nation in the number of undergraduates studying abroad from public universities. For the 6th year in a row, that really is an important accomplishment, particularly given the economic struggles of our students and their families. That's just one aspect about how to be a global citizen, and how to think about that global experience in ways that it rebounds positively to your local communities. Along with that, about 25% of our students participate in research projects, and that number is growing. And it will continue to grow as we are able to grow research dollars, but also get the kind of development support that we need to support those activities, particularly in the summer. It's a win-win for the faculty as well as the students, because they need to be able to be the innovator, and that requires having the experience of not simply learning about something, but creating that new knowledge or applying it in new and different ways. In the concept of a citizen scholar, it's important for our students to learn how to use their knowledge, their talents, the benefits they've received from the world-class education at Michigan State University on behalf of others. And a vehicle for that is service learning. Over 16,000 students last year participated in service learning experiences, civic engagement, as an important part of their undergraduate experience. A Another important aspect of the undergraduate experience is internships. It's not simply a tryout for a job. It's a way in which the students can demonstrate that they have the competencies necessary to move immediately into the workforce. But also it gives the students really great feedback about other things they need to learn in order to be able to pursue the careers that they're really interested in. These opportunities are growing dramatically, 67% in the last year, because our faculty and staff, our leaders across the university, understand the importance of this type of work experience for our students. About half the students who graduate have an internship experience. This really underscores the importance that students are placing on this experience for the 21st century. It's important for our students, as we think about the 21st century, not to be simply a job taker, but a job creator. And that's where the value add and the prosperity will occur, we believe, in the 21st century. So this concept of an ecosystem of entrepreneurship, not simply for business students or engineering students, but for all of our students. They can be excited about the ideas that might be the next innovation for the next big company that will be the model for the 21st century. One of the things that we're celebrating in Spartan Sagas and our Spartan Will campaign is the way in which Spartans around the globe are engaged in working on the wicked problems that face our society. That really is our land-grant heritage. And there's a special way that Michigan State University works with others on those problems. It's not about simply finding things on campus and transposing them to someplace else. It really is about a genuine commitment to working with people, our stakeholders, wherever they are. Rural Michigan, rural Africa, the major urban centers in Michigan and around the world, to say, what can we do together to first define the problem, and then how can we bring our collective assets to bear on making that simply a little bit better each day? We know that it's very hard to find the single solution to these wicked problems. But working together with our stakeholders, we can make enormous progress. And that really is the tradition and history of Michigan State University. By 2050, the planet will grow to almost 9 billion people. 70% of those will be in urban population centers, and we're gonna have to grow food for those individuals on less land with less energy. This is one of the wicked problems that Michigan State University is working on. We see it as an avenue for great prosperity for the state of Michigan, given our agricultural heritage, but also very interesting issues for us as a university to think about the rural-urban interface, as well as the way in which the global supply chain for food will evolve in the next 30, 40 years. One of the most visible symbols of the university's outreach and engagement program is MSU Extension. MSU Extension has undergone a number of changes recently to better meet the needs of the people of Michigan. Like all of us, we have to make changes. And one of the major changes was to reduce the amount of administration in the Extension Service in order that we would have more resources to put on programs essential for prosperity in the state. We reorganized the work of Extension into four institutes. The idea of the institutes was to have areas of programmatic focus, but also have better ways to connect faculty who are not paid by Extension to the work of Extension so that we can multiply the impact of Michigan State University on the problems facing Michigan. One of the changes that we've made with Extension is to better connect through one of the institutes College of Education with the work of communities. The College of Education is nationally and internationally known for the quality of its elementary and secondary programs. Those are critical as a basis for our outreach and engagement. College of Education already has an extensive network of connections around the state through its Policy Institute and with the College of Natural Science, its new Institute for Science and Math Education. So we have the capacity to the College of Education to bring leading-edge research into what the communities need to be asking for from their K-12 system. If one thinks about the engagement of Michigan State University across the state, the engagement in youth and youth programming is really critical. Community development activities. But also that encompasses medicine and music. Music being an important component in challenging the creative spirit of individuals. to the community music program, and its work, particularly in Detroit, provides a great example of how we spark that imagination and creativity in youth. Along with that, the colleges of human medicine and osteopathic medicine have strong engagement around the state. Together, we sponsor more residency programs than any other university in the state. The expansion of the College of Human Medicine, the expansion of the College of Osteopathic Medicine will permit Michigan to have extraordinarily well-educated physicians who are tied into this genomic medicine, but are also concerned about public health and the way in which our communities will evolve, particularly during these very difficult economic times. A day doesn't go by when you don't hear the word global, that we are a global society, the global connections that we must be able to manage effectively in order to promote prosperity. One of the ways in which that happens is to ensure that our students are globally connected, both by their experiences on the campus as one of the top 10 institutions with international students right here, the extensive partnerships we have with international universities that bring scholars to Michigan State University in a variety of disciplines and professions, but also the way in which we send our students out to the world to experience the world as others experience it. Obviously, Michigan State University is known for its study abroad program, but the work of our faculty and staff is equally important. Over 1,400 faculty and staff are actively engaged in international projects and activities. Over the last 5 years, we've brought in more than $200 million of sponsored research in order to support these activities. Education, nutrition, health, food security obviously dominate those resources, but they support a number of other activities. If you scan the newspaper on any given day and think about the issues affecting the global economy, and the economy of Michigan and the United States, there are certain countries that obviously come to the forefront, and those are called the BRIC countries. One of our clear mandates is to be sure that we better understand those economies and their effect on America and the prosperity in Michigan through work. work in those countries by our students and our faculty through understanding what's actually happening in those countries through first-hand experience and through partnerships. We believe that we can find ways to impact positively prosperity in Michigan and the United States. There are many ideas in the university that can influence and change jobs in Michigan and in America. We've reorganized our tech transfer office, MSU Technologies, in order to be much more accessible in making sure that people understand the technologies that we have available. We've opened a new office called Business Connect that's a portal to Michigan State Universities for companies that want to work with us in order to improve their products, their processes, that they might then be more prosperous and create more jobs. We work with the University of Michigan and Wayne State to the University Research Corridor in order to develop more common templates for intellectual property as a way of company support and company attraction. If you think about entrepreneurship, it really is a grassroots movement. It's a way in which people think, a way in which they're brave enough to put their ideas into a business plan and to sell that business plan to others. We have many student groups that are actively involved in entrepreneurial activities. We also have groups within the greater Lansing area that have now become very excited about entrepreneurial activities, Young, Smart, and Global is one of those movements, along with Gumball, and the list sort of goes on and on. 10 years ago, this would be viewed as an isolated part of the Michigan State University culture. Now it's at the forefront. 10 years from now, I think it will be viewed as a defining part of Michigan State University and its culture, and the culture of this community, of this state. We've been advancing knowledge and transforming lives since our founding in 1855. The idea of a land-grant university was to assure that cutting-edge scholarship, the best scholarship in the world, was relevant to society and available more broadly, so that people throughout the world could in fact use that cutting edge knowledge in their own way to solve the world's wicked problems. But also along with this idea of a problem, it's important to understand that part of the role of scholarship is to illuminate an understanding of humanity, a sense of self and being, not simply a sense of atoms and land. And it's the capacity to blend this sense of humanities, social behavioral sciences with the very basic research that happens in the laboratory that is the essence of a land grant spirit. It's not one or the other, one's not more important than the other. It's the combination of all of those that has animated Michigan State University for many, many years. Obviously, the university is an engine of economic development through the various resources that we bring to a community. With our grant and contract activity approaching $500 million, the multiplier of that is significant in the economic impact within our community, within our state. And that equates to jobs in both directly at Michigan State, but also in the nearby communities. The FRIP project, the Facility for Isotope Beams, will obviously be an important economic engine of growth as we move forward. We're really pleased that we passed with flying colors what's called CD1, which gives us the opportunity to make long lead purchases and continue the development of a project that'll be completed in 2017-2018. If you look at the work at Michigan State and all of the wicked problems of the world on food, food safety, environment, education, community development, communication, the difficult engineering problems, robotics, nanotechnology, the revitalization of the automobile industry, the list simply goes on and on. Michigan State University has research programs that match all of those wicked problems. But that work is so important because it also reflects our commitment to being one of those knowledge magnets for 21st century knowledge economy and helping to make Michigan and the area, the greater Lansing area, that kind of knowledge magnet that'll be on the list necessary for economic and cultural success. It's one thing to have an important discovery, but that important discovery has to be done in the right way, with consideration not only for the ethics of science, but for all the individuals involved in the work, for human subject protection, the role that animals play in research, the role in which we together have to hold ourselves accountable for the quality of research and its, and the conduct of research in a manner that meets the highest standards of integrity. It's easy to think about economic difficulties and translate that into jobs. But there's a lot to be learned through literature and the arts that reflects the meaning behind some of the struggles that we're undertaking, and also provides a historical context about others may have successfully dealt with those struggles. I'm really pleased that the Cultural Engagement Council's Year of Arts and Culture has continued to reflect on the role of workers and the struggles of workers and families in Michigan during difficult economic times, to draw both solace as well as understanding and hope from the readings that are more typically defined in arts and culture. And I underscore cultural success because every book written about the 21st century and what it's going to take to be vital and relevant as a community and as a state, as a nation, has a part of that arts and humanities. The capacity to have within your community great music, great art, and access to the kind of innovation and creativity that's reflected by the melding and blending of arts and humanities and science, and an entrepreneurial spirit that's always been part of Land-Grant University. That's why we're so pleased that progress is continuing on the Eli and Edith Broad Art Museum. And it's going to be a destination, because the architect is one of the world's leading architects. The work of the Wharton Center, not simply in Lansing, in Greater Lansing area, but in Grand Rapids and Traverse City, reflecting our Land-Grant commitment to ensure that music, the performing arts, are part of the experience of this state in a way that causes it to be a magnet to attract people and retain people who want to be a part of next, again, this exciting, dynamic culture. When we think about graduate education, we think about this special partnership in developing the next generation of scholars, individuals who will be the faculty of the 21st century, who will work in this global knowledge economy, but will also work in a variety of roles as doctors and lawyers and individuals with master's degrees in actuarial science, just all those professional master's degrees that are so critical for economic competitiveness and our quality of life. And we're so proud that Michigan State University has been recognized nationally for our work across disciplines and across professions, because we know that for the 21st century, interdisciplinary work is going to be extraordinarily important. But as important, Michigan State University spent a good deal of time and effort to the work of the Vice President for Research and Graduate Study and the Dean of the Graduate School to assure that the environment for graduate students and their learning is first rate. Graduate students play a very, very important role in undergraduate education and in helping us create the learning environment for undergraduate students. They also are key partners with faculty in our research efforts, our outreach and engagement efforts that define the reputation of Michigan State University and indeed the reputation of individual faculty members. We want to also recognize, if you look at the numbers associated with graduate education at Michigan State, the significant increases in graduate professional enrollment, the opportunities provided by the expansion of the College of Osteopathic Medicine in Southeast Michigan, and the College of Human Medicine with its new headquarters in Grand Rapids, means that we've doubled the number of graduate professional students in both of those colleges, and those are now reflected in our numbers. MSU has one of the most comprehensive sets of programs for graduate student and postdoctoral student career success of any major university. Our nationally recognized career and professional development program has launched a new and unique in the nation website to help interactive career planning so that students understand the various opportunities that are available to them, not only in academia but in the private sector, to use their PhD, their master's degrees in new and innovative ways. It's important for Michigan State University to be among the best in the nation on our completion rates for PhD programs and then have the best career and placement efforts so that our students are seeing the value of their MSU degree in their first job after graduate education, as well as throughout their entire career. Part of the data and the value of those data are the way in which we use them for continuous quality improvement. How we can look at our institution, our programs, and not only celebrate a ranking, for example, the ranking of the nuclear physics program, but we can also then use those data to improve the experiences at Michigan State University. And graduate education, the data from the NRC are simply another mechanism to be used to celebrate not only rankings, but also the ways in which we can be better tomorrow. During difficult economic times, it's easy to be trapped in the moment and be trapped in thinking about what we don't have. But the solutions, the way in which we have a better pathway, not just for ourselves, but for others, for our state, for our community, for our world, is to tap into our imagination. Because failure to imagine is not an option in difficult times. And by tapping into the university's knowledge, creativity, and energy, we generate a world of possibilities. Those possibilities are not always well known from one year to the next, but we know that the possibilities exist. And it's through the creativity, imagination, hard work, and the commitment to land-grant values that Michigan State University is making a difference here in Michigan.